A reading from the book of Proverbs. The wisdom of God cries aloud. The Lord created me when his purpose first unfolded, before the oldest of his works. From everlasting I was firmly set, from the beginning, before earth came into being. The deep was not when I was born. There was no springs to gush with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I came to birth. Before he made the earth, the countryside, or the first grains of the world's dust. When he fixed the heavens firm, I was there. When he drew a ring on the surface of the deep, when he thickened the clouds above, when he fixed fast the springs of the deep, when he assigned to the seas its boundaries, and the waters will not invade the shore, when he laid down the foundations of the earth, I was by his side, a master craftsman, delighting him day after day, ever at play in his presence, at play everywhere in his world, delighting to be with the sons of men. The word of the Lord.
How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man that you care for him? How great is your name, Lord our God, through all the earth. Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him, gave him power over the works of your hand, put all things under his feet. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. All of them, sheep and cattle, yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by faith we are judged righteously and at peace with God, since it is by faith and through Jesus that we have entered the state of grace in which we can boast and looking forward to the glory of God. But that it is not we can boast about it. We can boast about our sufferings. These sufferings bring patience, as we know, and the patience bring perseverance. Perseverance brings hope, and this hope is not deceptive, but the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out ahead of him in pairs, to all the towns and places he himself would be visiting. And he said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to do his harvesting. Start off now, but look, I am sending you out like lambs amongst wolves. Take no purse with you, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' And if a man of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on him. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is put before you. Cure those in it who are sick, and say, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I didn't expect half as many people here today because I thought at least half of you might be out running. I will be in the half staying here. So what we've got is a short sort of history of St. Anthony and how this church got here. But we start off by saying with the Trinity in the wisdom comes through us passing on our faith to others. St. Paul says, "I believed, therefore I spoke." St. Paul tells us that our belief in the resurrection calls us to speak. And he goes on to say that peace can bring our belief even closer, especially when we've got periods of discouragement, like when we are ill, when we are in physical decline, or we've got a physical infirmity. Paul was challenging himself because he was facing things at his time. St. Anthony of Padua is celebrated because he believed and he spoke well, opening many hearts with the faith of Christ that dwelled within him. God had given him a particular gift, a gift of oratory, a gift that he used extremely well. He was also had a very pleasing voice, we're told, and personality. So we're doing the feast today, because the feast is actually tomorrow, because it is our patron saint, the saint of this parish. And let's start by how did we all get here now, today? St. Anthony was born in 1195 in Lisbon, Portugal. He was baptized Fernando, and he was called to become a priest in Portugal, serving in his local area. In 1220, some relics of St. Francis of Assisi was touring the area and came to his parish, and he felt a very strong call to move from what he was doing to join the Franciscans. It was then that he was given the name Anthony. The same year he was sent to Morocco to convert the Muslims. There he became ill and had to return to Europe. But on his way back he was shipwrecked and ended up on the island of Sicily. From there he moved and went to Assisi and spent his time sweeping the monastery steps, cleaning up, And then one day they were having an ordination. And the people that were the great orators of that time were the Dominicans. And the Dominicans were invited, five of them, to this ordination. And what happened was they didn't prepare to say anything. So the superior of the monastery said to Anthony, "You can give the sermon." Which he said no, initially, because he didn't feel he had the right qualifications to preach. But anyway, he bowed to the directions of the superior. And the off-the-cuff sermon he gave was so well received, he was sent all over the countryside to preach the gospel. He even preached for the Pope. It's difficult when we ourselves feel we don't have that gift. But we all have gifts, and we all use them in different ways. So how did we get here today? I'm told, I can't guarantee it, but I'm sure I'll be told afterwards if I get it wrong, that the Sisters of Mercy, when they were running their teacher training college, were looking to expand from the Ensley Centre behind the big grey wall further down Beverley Road. They wanted further accommodation for their growing student numbers. And this land here was available. And the sisters used to go up and down Beverley Road saying their prayers. And they'd look at the land thinking, "I hope we could buy that." And occasionally one of them would throw a pair of rosary beads over the fence, so I'm told, and pray to St. Anthony and Our Lady of Mercy that the facilities, the land might be given to them so that they could expand their growing college. And it came about that they could actually purchase the land. The foundation stone was laid in 1964. There's a plaque on the wall there from when the bishop came to open St. Anthony's. So that's how this place became available. It was built as the students' chapel for the students living here. And when the college closed, the Sisters of Mercy gave it to us, to the diocese, as a parish church. So how did you all get here? The emphasis on what St. Anthony did is great in that he was an orator. But what we've got to remember is that we've all been given gifts, gifts that we can use. We might not be orators, but we've all got a gift. We've all made a different journey to end up here. Some rough journeys, some boring journeys, some difficult journeys. But we're all sat here today because we've come on a journey. And we sit here together with others. We don't know what their journey's been. But we're thankful that they are here. Because our community here, I believe, is an exceptional one. And you think things come together with a plan. And I always think, why has Father Anthony got here? The same name as our patron saint. I did a baptism yesterday, Amika, and his second name is Anthony. So all these little things come together. And you think there must be a plan in that. A plan to help us. No heroic lives. Anthony himself was hoping to be martyred when he went to convert the Muslims. But all our journeys have been heroic in one way or another. So how do we come to get the peace? The peace Anthony talks about, he got through his work we also have peace in our hearts that we get through our interactions with others. That peace or wholeness within oneself is something to be cherished. But we can't be given peace unless we give peace. So we have to give to return, to get that return of knowledge and peace and love for our community. We have got to share the giving of that peace to our community in what we say and what we do. And the examples are recently the gifts we gave to the confirmation group, the party we had afterwards, the gift to the First Communion group, helping them on their journey, and then afterwards celebrated with them. But that takes time and effort and our gift. So we too can receive the peace just by helping out in the parish. Helping out in the parish, doing little jobs, little things, can give us an inward self of peace. Along the journey there'll be bad days, boring days, good days. But when we leave Mass, remember that we're often told to go in the peace of Christ and glorify his name by our deeds. So when you leave Mass today, I picked out four things that hopefully would focus the mind and think about the days ahead. So the first is following the model of St. Francis, the founder of the Franciscans. St. Anthony also loved poverty and encouraged supporting the poor. Let us, by his example and simplicity of life, also do that in charity and aid in whatever small way we can. To St. Anthony had an enthusiasm to reflect on the Bible, and that's where he got his ideas from. That's how he became a preacher, by reading the Bible. And maybe if you can only reflect on one day's readings, to read the Mass readings for a Sunday even, it's a start. It'll give you an inner peace. Three, St. Anthony was a zealous missionary. And that missionary zeal is in all of us, in what we say, what we do, and how we interact with others. We too can be missionaries. And remember, England is a missionary country now. Where before we used to send out missionaries, we now look to missionaries to come to us because of our lack of vocations. So maybe a prayer for vocations now and again will help someone walk that path to priesthood or the religious life. And finally, number four, St. Anthony preached to heretics and non-believers and led them to Jesus. Our devotion to the saint should not be limited to asking for favors. We all know he's the saint of lost causes. And we might feel sometimes that we're a lost cause. No one on earth is a lost cause if someone will just reach out and take their hand and help them along the way. So let us imitate the actions of St. Anthony in all we say and do.